This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is the sound of a sewing machine. Not just a run-of-the-mill machine. It belongs to the acclaimed fashion designer David Joseph. Joseph has set aside his work making wedding dresses and gowns for Broadway glitterati, and he's now making one item, face masks. He's turned his studio in Waltham into a mask mass production line with the help of his husband, Daniel. They donate the masks to medical facilities, nursing homes, and frontline workers. We spoke with David Joseph earlier this week, and he told us the whole enterprise began last month when he offered his mask-making skills on Facebook.
I put up my first post, Lisa, on March 20th. I thought, hysterically, we'd bang out a couple hundred and be done. Now, 3 weeks later, 7 days a week, we're still doing it, and we're a little over 2,000 masks that we've made and shipped.
2,000 masks, and I know because I got a text from you at 6:45 this morning that you start very early. And you have a pretty rigid work schedule. How many hours a day?
We do 8 hours every day. I won't go more, and I can't go less. I have to know that I'm giving it my all, but I have to know I'm not going to get myself sick doing it because the stress of it is unbelievable, and the roller coaster ride of the joy of delivering and getting people sending you pictures and the sorrow of folks that you can't get things too fast enough because, and they have to wait weeks because I can only do what I can do. And I know that for a fact of my other designers, my friends in Boston, who are doing the same thing. We literally check in with each other every single morning. There's a group of us to make sure if one needs to be lifted up a little bit because this truly is a roller coaster ride of emotions.
When you say lifted up, I mean you guys are producing really important product right now. What's the lifting up part?
It's on our shoulders. An overwhelmed feeling of that we've taken on the responsibility and we don't want to let anyone down. And we have to talk each other off the wall.
I have to say, I watched a video of you, and we'll post this video as well, making the masks. And it's not really a quick knockoff. How long does it take per mask?
I will tell you, honestly, Lisa, first time was 15 minutes. Now I'm down to 6 minutes per mask. But I'm truly making them in bulk. So I just did 20 masks in an hour. So you get your groove. You find your groove.
Do you stop ever for a break?
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, no. Oh, I have to. It's profoundly boring. In fact, it's very exciting when somebody donates new fabrics and you're making new colors, and that's the lift. Imagine that 3-4 weeks ago I was doing $5,000 wedding gowns and excited over laces that were coming in from Paris. And now, oh, there's a new cotton print. Great, let's make some masks out of this one. So you adjust to any situation. But I have found a new purpose in life with all of this. So it's kind of crazy, and it's very fulfilling at the same time.
This is incredibly off point. I'm going to ask it anyway, but do you put your designer label on the masks?
No. No, and that's not off point. People have asked me to do that, but I don't feel as though this is something that should be taken lightly or fashion-y. I've had a department store in Boston reach out to me to do designer masks, like make very chic ones. And my response was, I'm not interested in that. It's just, I don't want to glamorize this situation. It's inappropriate to me.
Aside from the work schedule, the work hours that you and other designers like you are maintaining, what is the other biggest challenge?
Elastic.
Elastic?
Boom. Right off the bat, getting elastic. Look, I know for a fact that a lot of these elastic vendors sell quarter-inch elastic for 8 cents a yard wholesale. In the past 2 days, I've paid $500 for a roll of black and a roll of white, 200 yards each. So I'm paying about $1.25 from 8 cents a yard. So it's kind of obnoxious. But by the same token, the kindness of people. I'll put up a post on Facebook, and I'm blessed that I have a lot of friends on Facebook and social media, and I'll say, desperate for elastic. And these people will do anything and everything. I had a lady in Marshfield, Massachusetts text me and say, I've got elastic. I've got 150 yards of white. Can you use it? Yes. Another Facebook friend lives in Sagamore. She and her husband got in their car, went to the woman's house in Marshfield, picked it up, and drove it all the way to Waltham for me so that we would have it the next morning. That is what's so unbelievable about this. When this is all over with and we're back to wedding gowns and life is whatever the new life will be, the one thing I will take away from this is not the hours and not the exhaustion, What I will remember always is the community of kindness that has emerged from this. And I hope that never fades away again.
Well, I can tell that there are more masks to be made, and we'll let you get back to it. David Joseph, so nice to speak to you. And thank you to you and also to Danny Forrester, your husband.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Designer David Joseph taking a break from his mask-making operation at his studio in Waltham.